In Canada today, the Supreme Court has delivered a widely anticipated decision on gay marriage. The court ruled that a draft law that would redefine marriage as between any two people is constitutional, but the court allows clergy to opt out of performing same-sex unions. The decision is the culmination of 2 years of intense litigation. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto.
The court's ruling was not a surprise. Lower courts in six provinces had already declared Canada's existing marriage laws unconstitutional. The federal government had already refused to appeal those rulings. As Barbara Kossman, a law professor at the University of Toronto, explains, there was no good legal reason to ban same-sex marriages.
All the courts that have looked at it before have seen it as a very straight-ahead equality case. It's really not very complicated.
The decision also addressed the question of religious rights. The court said that clergy cannot be forced to perform marriages if it is contrary to the minister's beliefs. The case was unusual in that it wasn't an appeal of a lower court ruling. Instead, the federal government asked the court to provide an opinion on draft legislation that would change the legal definition of marriage. Barbara Kossman.
All they're looking for there is just the guidance of the court, the approval of the court for the law that they've already drafted. They already have a law in their hands that they're hoping to introduce.
The decision is not binding, but Kossman and other legal experts say it would be extremely difficult to challenge the legality of the new marriage law now the nation's highest court has spoken. The federal government said this afternoon that it would introduce the legislation by the end of January. Only one of the four main political parties is openly opposed to the proposed law. But given the nature of the issue, it has received enormous amounts of news media attention. After the decision this morning, representatives of many gay rights groups appeared on national media applauding the court's decision. Alex Munter is chairman of a group calling itself Canadians for Equal Marriage.
It is a victory for the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, for the principles of equality and dignity and respect that it embodies. It protects the rights of religious minorities. It protects the rights of lesbian and gay people in Canada.
There is opposition to the change, however. Canada is predominantly Catholic, and Catholic leaders are vehemently opposed to the move. In addition, a whole range of groups, from the conservative women's group Real Women to the Family Values Coalition, have emerged in recent years to defend the traditional family. Many of these groups were allowed to present their views to the court when it held hearings in October. Richard Bastian is the editor of a conservative Catholic magazine. He spoke outside the court this morning.
This is a small elite of people. It's the opinion, in effect, of a few people. And Canadians don't have to accept that.
According to a number of recent polls, in the western province of Alberta, a large majority do oppose the new law. The province tends to be far more socially conservative than the rest of Canada. Even after the ruling, the Attorney General of Alberta said he would try to find ways to thwart the court's decision. If the legislation is introduced in January, it could be signed into law next spring. This will legitimize the more than 2,000 marriages already undertaken by same-sex couples since June 2003. And Canada will become the third nation after Belgium and Holland, which officially permits same-sex unions. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.